sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Praise the Lord. This is Word of Eternal Life, and we are talking about word from the book of Revelation, which is the tribulation time God has set up for the world to go through. Praise the Lord. So before we start continuation, I like to pray for the listeners and the Word of God. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We come to your presence. We bless your listeners in Florida and all the other parts of the country, wherever it reaches, that we pray that your Holy Spirit speak to our hearts. Give the right advice, give the right message from the Spirit of God, which is needed for us, and help us to live according to the word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this program called Word of Eternal Life. And this is the message of the great God's plan, which is called the God's Eternal Plan. In my lifetime, I was brought up as a little boy, as young, as brought in the church, as luckily, thank God, my parents were believers, Christian believers, and they were praying people, church people, and I had the privilege of knowing God through them, that I was able to study the Word of God from childhood. Other than studying in the seminary and Bible schools, I studied personal studies and learning from the Bible teachers and leaders of the church, attending weekly Bible studies, weekly church, weekend services, also many missionary messages, which influenced my childhood. I was so much interested in the Word of God. Now, as I tell you this, the reason is I kind of see what God's plan from the Bible. We don't create, we don't imagine, we don't make anything. We just go straight from the Word and see what God's plan is. Well, if you read from the Genesis to Revelation and spend times. Sometimes it takes many years, sometimes it more than a lifetime, you know. But we can do studying the Word in the lifetime of ours, which we have. Now we see that God's plan, the whole plan is in the Word of God, in the Bible. Bible is the complete book, 66 books, talks about creation to the recreation. It begins with the creation and it ends with the final recreation. Genesis starts with the recreation of the universe. In the beginning God created, and then it became laid out waste, and then it was recreated. That God had a plan. His plan is create humanity in his image and in his likeness. What God wants is his fellowship with the human. His spirit is in the human. He put his spirit on them, and they will live with him. They will rule the world with him. See, God is such a great open-hearted person. See, not like some of our human beings today. Nobody want to share, nobody want to care about others, but God is all about caring and sharing. God gave the privilege Adam and Eve to name all the animals and birds, all the created creatures. God did not name, Adam did the naming. So we know that God is such a great God. His eternal plan is then, after the man fall from God's presence, his sin cost him a lot. And now finally he saved by the blood of Jesus. He had his own plan eternally. The Lamb of God who was separated from before the creation of the world, it says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. So God had a plan from beginning. It's not the Satan thinks that, okay, we can destroy God's plan. We can throw everything out by making human to sin. But God had the super plan, which Satan didn't know. The super plan was he was going to come with his own word to transform to be his son and take birth in the earth. And that way he paid the price for the sin. And now he returned after that, the Lord Jesus Christ, come and receive the church. Now we are talking about the revelation in the after the rapture, the tribulation in the earth. We're coming to the Revelation chapter 8. Here, the last seal which the Lord Jesus Christ opens. And when he opens, there was half an hour of quietness in heaven. So then, after the half an hour of quietness, there were seven angels coming in, standing ready. See, that time of quietness was a break period between the first six of the calamities, the damages or the punishment God sent, that God gave a break for 30 minutes. See, between that all the first to six punishment God sent to earth, there was only 30 minutes of break. And that was for the angels to be ready. Now it's the angels who is going to be prepared. Now we see here verse 3 in chapter 8, another angel came and stood at the altar, having golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Now we are to understand this. God is waiting for our prayers. God is always ready to receive you. God is always hearing your prayer. Not that sometimes we think that, oh, I prayed, nothing happened. No, will happen. God is hearing it. Now, depends on the prayer subject, depends on the time of the prayer, depends on the need of the prayer. See, I have a book published. It said, Does God Answer Your Prayer? It was thoroughly researched, highly knowledgeable information is given in it with my abilities of research and understanding of the scripture and personal lives and other people's prayer I studied. That prayer book will tell you how and why God does answers and why he sometimes delays, why he does not answer. All those things are detailed description in that book. You can buy them in Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. And they also have a iTunes you can hear if you like to do that. So I am just giving you that information only. Here, and the book of the smoke of the incense, verse 4, which came with the prayers of the saints. See, what is happening is God's presence in the Old Testament time, the priests go into the altars and they burn the incenses. Now, when we study the Old Testament, Exodus and Leviticus, God said, what are the incenses they have to use? These are very much, flavorable incenses. I don't have the time or opportunity to go into those things right now. But to stick to the topic here, what I'm saying is, God is ready to receive. The incense stands for the prayers of people. Now, it comes into the New Testament. These incenses are basically your prayers and worship. Now, what happens in heaven at John is seeing this vision. This angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there was voices. thunderings and lightnings and earthquake. Now to explain this, to understand what this actually is. Yes, first of all, the prayers are going up to heaven, and that is to be going before the throne of God. And how God receives the prayers of the saints is a little mystery. We haven't understand that yet. So I know God receives the prayers, but the angel took the censer and filled with the fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. The fire from God's altar. There is the fire of the Holy Spirit. There's the fire we are talking about, actually the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire is burning there, and there were voices. What is this? This is what I am trying to say. This is the angel was told how to answer to the prayers of the saints which went up to God. That is done by, this is a allegorical way of saying it. It's a poetical description. And say how he is taking this and throwing it to heaven. Basically, we haven't seen how God does it, but it's just an expression of how the answer is coming. Now, what is this answer here? This answer is at the time, concerning the time. This time is tribulation time. It's all about punishment, all right? This is all about God's wrath and judgment He's sending to the people who are under the Antichrist. This is the kingdom of Antichrist for 7 years, and God will be bombarding them with the punishment. So, and when the angels, then seven angels had the seven trumpets themselves to sound. Now, what is here? And there were voices, thundering and lightning and an earthquake. In my opinion, I would say this, from the throne of God, when God is speaking, His power, His goes out, it is explained in a human terms that we understand as the mighty power of God is flowing out of His throne when He answers the prayers of the saints. In answer to the prayers of the saints, this could have been the prayers conducted before the rapture, because the saints are in heaven right now. So the prayers of the saints are kept in heaven. In time and time, God answered to their prayers. So why is this rumbling and thundering and lightning and earthquake? That is the result of the prayers conducted by the saints earlier, because God is answering now. Why? The saints of God were crying up to God when they were being persecuted. They were crying to God for God's judgment, because let's say that Jesus taught us pray for your enemy, which is correct. But let me tell you this. When Abel died by Cain's revenge or hatred, his blood was crying out to heaven, to God. Same way, when many saints are being martyred, they did not cry and say, go to revenge these people, but their blood must have done, right? See, makes sense? So the blood of people, God is answering to the martyrs' blood. Today also there are so many martyrs. In the northeastern states of India, there's a place, state called Manipur, where all the way down south, from the upper region, mountainous region, there is this state, and they have horrendous murders, Christian martyrdoms. Many, numerous people died, hundreds. We are talking about thousands and hundreds and thousands. Then another big state called Uttar Pradesh, where many people were martyred. And the three other states, they were big martyrdom was going on. Now, we know in the apostolic time, apostles were martyred. There's a book published by the Voice of Martyrs, there is a graphic novel and pictures about all the martyrdom from AD 34 to the 2nd century AD 45. So there is pictures of all of those according to the Christian tradition. Now, why God answer? God answer to those kind of evil things happened with this way, with his mighty voice, his thundering, the lightning and earthquake happened. Now we have in verse 7, the first angel sounded and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and there were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. So every time the angel sounds, this is all set ready to go. Okay? Now what's happening right now, maybe also in heaven right now, preparing all this. Angels are making preparations for the revenge, all the armaments, whatever the punishment the world will receive after the saints of God go up to heaven. Verse 8, and the second angel sounded, and as it were great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and third part of the sea became blood. So this is another judgment to the water system, and that connected to all the rivers and oceans where blood that people will have no way to drink water. See the same judgment once Moses did in Egypt, that the water became blood. So there is such kind of judgment. Now next is verse 9, and the third part of the creatures were in the sea and had life. They had life, died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. See, the world was still continuing business. Transportation of merchandise and food were going through the ocean, through the humongous ships, right? We just saw that one just got hit the bridge in mainland. So bigger ships and more business is continuing in the time of the rule of the Antichrist, and God is judging everything in the earth. Now we have verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountain of waters. See, there is this star which can cause harm to the waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. So the water which was bitter, some kind of poisonous, it became. And this water was people drink and they died. So this was another judgment God send it to the kingdom of Antichrist. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them were darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the light night likewise. So the 24-hour has been cut down because part of the sun was not lighting, and also the moon. In the nighttime, there was no light from the moon. So then we go forward, verse 13, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. See, there are three more angels to sound. Their trumpet voices are going to be more horrible, more frightening, you know, more harming to the inhabitants of the earth. Now, the inhabitants of the earth, those who refuse to worship the idol of the Antichrist, has been martyred already. Two times it happened. And those were taken up to heaven, and they are under the altars of God. Because why they are under the altars? Altars is the place for worship. See, they are worshiping God, their spirits. Their spirit are in heaven with God's presence. Now, in chapter 9 we go, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Now, sometimes we think the stars are bigger than the earth. Well, that's what we think. There are some maybe smaller than earth. Because if the star is bigger than earth, it can cover the whole earth when they drop. But this is a star far from heaven. Now, the angel sounded, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, which we don't know where that is. Somewhere in the earth, somewhere there is a place called the bottomless pit. See, in the galaxies, in the universe, there are black holes. You see, those black holes are, some of them are humongous. They can receive or suck up maybe many Earth-sized objects or many stars. But these black holes are formed, the scientists say, from the burning out of the bigger, older stars, which is called a NOVA. And in the NOVA program, right, it is the explosion of the oldest stars, because they burned out the hydrogen and helium, which was the burning fuel inside in that star. Once they ran out, there is a huge explosion, and that explosion can shatter the whole galaxies. Now, the universe is so huge that we can even comprehend it. So that one huge black hole doesn't mean anything to the universe. But that black hole is spinning high speed. Now, recently, a scientist said that those black holes, maybe one day people can go through that and go to the other side faster or travel through it. So they still don't know about the black holes, all about it. But Einstein wrote many theories about that. Even what Einstein wrote, they are still trying to figure it out. That's what I heard from the science in the channel. So now we go to the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air was darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. See, that's what is in the bottomless pit. Now, there is one day Satan will go there. I mean, God will put him in a bottomless pit. It says in the continuing chapter, we will see when the Satan will be caught by a mighty angel from heaven coming down, and the Satan will be caught and put in the bottomless pit and lock him up for 1,000 years. That's when Jesus returned to the earth. And then verse 3, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and upon them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. See, a locust with the tail of a scorpion, and they will harm this people. See, all this happening is to punish the kingdom of Antichrist. Antichrist, super smart person with a man, superman, or like a prophet walking before him, a false prophet, and they, with the power of Lucifer, anointed by Lucifer, Satan, they have all the abilities and power, and they are doing all the miracles and wonders and mischievous things to the earth and the people. And then they will, but God is punishing them. So then it was given warning to them, they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green things, neither any trees, but those who men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. This is the verse 4, that there will be the 12,000 from each tribe of Israel, like we mentioned in the last two lectures concerning the 12 tribes. So we will stop at this point. We'll conclude this today and pick up from this next time. And we thank you for listening. This is part of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. And this is Word of Eternal Life. Thank you, and God richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Tranquil waters are raging sea, valley of shadow, mountain breeze. In time of trouble, Lord, prayer of peace, I'm resting. When I'm all alone in a crowded room, in a wealthy place but never destitute, season for sowing or bearing fruit, you've never left me, and you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Whenever I call out, you're there. And I don't understand, your love navigates me and leads me to safety. In a busy city or a country road, in the heat of summer or threat of snow, where seashells lie or flowers grow, I am resting. And you're there. Whenever I turn around, you're there. Whenever I reach out, you're there. And I don't understand, your love navigates me, then leads me to say, you're there. And I'm grateful, and I'm here, 'cause you're faithful. The sun and the moon